All right, nice to have you back with us. Kerry Crowley joins us of the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you today?
You know, Marty, I'm doing well. I didn't expect when we were sitting in the dugout in spring training talking through this giant season that we'd be talking about the playoffs in the final weekend, but hey, here we are.
Hey, that's baseball, as I like to say.
That is baseball.
That's baseball. Look, and Bill and I just kicked around a lot of yesterday, and I know you got to turn the page and let it go, and maybe you could bring us up to date a little bit on Coonrod. He has the mysterious arm injury now after the meltdown yesterday. But some things did happen yesterday, interesting parts of baseball. Just get some of your thoughts on it as we move forward.
Yeah, I mean, obviously another very crushing loss for the Giants in Game 2 yesterday. It was a game that when Wilmer Flores put them ahead, you really felt like they were going to win, even though this bullpen has just been so depleted over the last week. I think that it's very easy to get caught up in the moment and see that Sam Coonrod was pitching in the seventh inning in a leverage situation after he'd blown a lead on Thursday and think, why in the world would he be doing that? Well, the Giants are getting to the end of a stretch where they're playing 13 games in 12 days, and quite frankly, their options are so limited to this point that you're either going to throw someone out there who has never been in that situation, Wandy Peralta, or you're going to ask Sam Selma to come back and completely exhaust himself and pitch for the third straight day.
Let me say this to you, Kerry. You're a young man.
Yeah.
You run marathons. you're the most fit guy I've ever met in my life.
Thanks,
are you going to tell me that Sam Selman, who threw 10 pitches, can't come back and then pitch another inning, or that Rogers, who threw 11 pitches or 12 pitches, can't pitch again? And with the pennant on the line, is that what you're telling me? These guys, these young guys, can't pitch 2 days in a row?
I mean, Marty, I'm telling you that the elbow is not something that I know a whole lot about. You need to talk to James Andrews and Neil Eletrosh if you want those answers. But I don't think that you can mess with that. So we don't know the whole story. We don't know if Sam Selman's elbow is giving out on him at this point in the season. We don't know if he's dealing with a shoulder issue. We don't know why the Giants aren't pushing him. But I will say, it's never as easy as just looking up at the bullpen and reading down the list of names.
Hi, Kerry. How are you today?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. I'm kind of there with Marty. I wish these guys would push themselves. They only have to win one game to get in, and you know, I'm favorable on that. I thought Selman should have gone out there another inning, but I'm not managing, and you're not managing, and Marty's not managing. But I do want to say one thing to you, Kerry. Congratulations on winning that first trivia game. You and your team won it, and Marty, my partner here, has finished fourth, which I was very pleased with. And you know, it went on and on, but you know, a Bay Area sports guy put it on, and you and your team won it. And I just want to know, so when is you and your team going to go to Hawaii for that week vacation you want?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. I don't know. We'll have to inquire about what weeks are blacked out on the availability for the Hawaii mansion that I'm sure that we'll be in. But
well,
yeah,
I heard you dominated the lightning round.
Out of four.
Kerry, I heard you dominated the lightning round. People couldn't even, you know, push their button or however you did it. You just dominated the whole thing and blew it up. So I figured you and your team just took it over and you won it, and I just want to congratulate you on it.
Well, thank you, Bill. All those years of thinking back at the 2005, 2006, and 2007 Giants rosters and remembering the 40th man on the 40-man roster came in handy in some way or another.
Well, I do want to I want to throw you a baseball question before that, before we jump it back to Marty. Is, you know, we can't say enough about William Flores. What a great double hitter he had yesterday, home runs in both games. He was struggling at the time, 3-for-32 in his last 10 games. And, you know, the home run ball just was flying yesterday. And looking at the lineup today, same lineup. So I guess this is what we're going to see, except for a different catcher. I guess this is what we're going to see today and tomorrow, you presume?
Yeah, I would think so. I think that we'll see a different catcher tomorrow and that Joey Bart will be coming back. But, you know, this is a lineup that that kind of got the Giants at this point. They've been platooning much less at this point in the season, really only in left field with Alex Dickerson and Darren Ruff. And, you know, the everyday starters are established. These are the guys who have carried them to this point. So if they're going to go down, they're going to go down with the guys that got them here. And if they're going to get in, it's going to be the guys that got them here to give them that final push. And you know, you look at the wild card standings and you see the Giants with the one game lead, 2 days left in the season. I think at the beginning of the year, everyone would have taken that. But given the way the last 2 days have gone, I think that, you know, the Giants are wondering how they can possibly fight back from the ropes once more.
Well, you won the trivia contest because you knew where Alex Pavlovich went to college.
Yes, it does help. It does help to know that, Marty.
Yeah, was Santa Barbara? Was that the right answer?
Yeah, UC yeah. Santa Barbara. Yeah,
I had him at San Jose State. I think so. That was the mistake. But
yeah.
All right. Now, can you explain what has to happen here for the Giants to clinch today?
Yes. Today, it's very simple. They will know in the early innings. The Brewers have to lose to the Cardinals. The Phillies have to lose to the Rays. And the Giants have to beat the Padres. So there's three results that all have to happen today for the Giants to clinch today.
And what happens if we go to tomorrow?
Oh, it's a mess. It's going to be a mess if they go to tomorrow, Marty. And in all likelihood, it will go to tomorrow. I don't think that they're going to get all three of those results. If the Giants win twice, they don't need to worry about the out-of-town scoreboard. They are in. They will be in at 31-29. If they win just once, they need the Phillies to lose one of their next two games and the Brewers to lose one of their next two games. Completely feasible. Milwaukee is playing the Cardinals. The Cardinals are a playoff team. You know, the Phillies are playing the Rays. The Rays are going to be the number one seed in the American League. And the Phillies' bullpen is atrocious. So it is doable to get in with one win, but it certainly would not be a good idea to leave it up to that.
You know, Kerry, yesterday, you know, we wanted to know why guys didn't pitch out of the bullpen. And the one guy I wanted to know, where was Rodgers? And, you know, he didn't get in either game. And they said that, you know, they needed to give him rest. And there's certain opportunities that pitchers need to tighten their spikes on and go after it. That was one of the questions that kind of Marty said in earlier, and I kind of want to ask you, are these guys tacked so much in that bullpen that he's just saying, you're not in today, you're in today, and there's only a certain few that can pitch and the other ones are more or less not going to?
Yes, that's exactly the case. Rodgers had thrown in three consecutive games, and it would be extremely rare to have a pitcher go four games. He's the one guy who I think could do it because of the arm angle. It puts less stress on his arm, apparently, only throwing in the low 80s. But they were going to stay away from Tyler Rodgers yesterday. That was the plan, and they did. And to their detriment, I mean, if you're going to push him four games, you're probably going to, at some point, leave his injury health up to chance. So they did not do it.
Kerry Crowley joins us from the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, Samardzija also, they did throw him in there yesterday, and they brought him back for the first time, I think, since August the 7th. And he did give up the big home run. Tatis hit it, as John Miller says, halfway to Berkeley. And then now today he's been DFA'd. Why now? And is that it for Jeff Samardzija and the Giants?
Well, yeah, of course it's it. There's definitely not going to be a reunion between Jeff Samardzija and the Giants. And, you know, pretty admirable that he got ready for 7 weeks, knowing that he may or may not get one final opportunity to pitch in a Giants uniform, because that's what this was. And, you know, had the Giants been in a better position from a bullpen standpoint, they would not have brought him back. It would have been a bullpen game on Friday in game two, but they were so depleted they did have to bring him back. And it was with the understanding that he was not going to be on the postseason roster. I think that they didn't have the conversation until afterward, but Jeff Samardzija is a smart guy. He can read the writing on the wall. He knows what the situation is, and he wants to pitch in 2021. It just won't be in San Francisco. And, you know, it's a tough ending for him in a Giants uniform. Two of the last three seasons wiped out essentially due to shoulder injuries. But he did come back and give them three innings at a time where they desperately needed some coverage.
You know, Kerry, Mike Yastrzemski played both games of that doubleheader, and they were talking about maybe only playing one. The first game, 2-for-3 with a home run and a double. Second game really kind of struggled at the at-bats. Of course, he had to face Lamet. And are you seeing him strapping him on the next 2 days for nine innings both games?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if they're going to push anyone, you know, if they're going to push relievers 3 days in a row, they're going to try and push Mike Yastrzemski to play 3 days in a row at this point in the season. I mean, the calf is not 100%. I don't think that that's in question. But, you know, you have to have his ability to extend at bats in the lineup. I mean, he is so good with extending plate appearances and making pitchers work. And it didn't happen for him in game two against Lamet, but Lamet, to me, is one of the most fun pitchers to watch work in all of baseball. And in game one, it did. I mean, he delivered the crushing blow to the Padres that broke the game open against Chris Paddock that ended his day early. And so that's where you see the value of having Mike Yastrzemski in the lineup. He is a threat, and the Giants have not had a threat like him in a long time.
Bill mentioned earlier that the Willie Mack Award will be given out tonight. Who's your pick?
There's a lot of really good options this year. I think that Yastrzemski's certainly a candidate. I think Alex Dickerson would be a candidate. I think that you could look at even Kevin Gausman in his first season with the Giants. He's been a stabilizing force in the rotation. Brandon Crawford has had the bounce back season, and I know that he's really respected by all the young players in the clubhouse. And so I think that there's four or five guys who would be worthy winners, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was a close vote this year.
You know, one of the things we always look at is home run balls. We talk about William Flores was in a slump and he hit one, two in both games. When you look at the direction of this team, Brandon Belt hot and cold again, he was 1-for-6 in a double hitter. Moving forward, do you think we're going to see this lineup every day except maybe switching to catcher? Because this is pretty much what he's done so far in the last few games going down the stretch. He's really throwing out righty, lefty, lefty, righty, and he's going with the main guys.
Yeah, it's funny. So Farhan Zaidi, Giants president of baseball operations, came from Los Angeles, where when the Dodgers first started winning division titles, they were using platoons really all over the diamond. And even Cody Bellinger, back as a rookie, was being platooned. And the Dodgers for the past few seasons haven't been doing that. And that's because their players are good now. They don't have to rely on platoons. They can go with everyday guys. And so you look at that Dodgers order right now, and it's righty-lefty, righty-lefty, and it's perfect. It creates all sorts of matchup trouble for opposing pitchers. At the beginning of the 2020 season, the Giants were big into platoons. I mean, they were trying to come up with ways to, bridge the talent gap between them and their opponents. And now that some of these guys have settled in, you don't have to platoon Brandon Crawford or Brandon Belt. You can play Mauricio Dubon every day against right-handers and left-handers. And what that has given them the opportunity to do is kind of come up with everyday roles for these guys. And so I do think that moving forward, if the Giants make the postseason, we are going to continue to see that. We'll see Darren Ruff and Alex Dickerson platoon in left field, but that's really the only spot where the Giants are leaving that up.
Well, the bullpen is a little different. The offense, you're right. They've done a great job of figuring it out. The offense is terrific. The offense can chew up anybody. That's why if they get in, I think they're dangerous. I think they can hit anybody. I think they can hit the Dodgers. I think they've got enough lefty pitchers to go against the Dodgers. But, Kerry, I'll tell you this. The bullpen needs defined roles. Mm-hmm. They need to know who goes where. And that's the one issue that they haven't gotten down yet. Who closes today? I'll ask you that.
That's a good question. I do think Tony Watson's available, Marty. But I'll say this. Relievers have ERAs, too. I mean, fans hate 80% of relievers and 80% of managers. It continues to stun me. The Giants have the number one bullpen ERA for more than a month in this 60-game season. I mean, they went from August 18th to September 25th with the best bullpen ERA in baseball, and now everyone's talking about how this group doesn't have what it takes to get it done. That's just not the case. It's absolutely October ready. They're just at a point in the season where they're so overextended that guys are pitching in situations that aren't the best spots for them, because that's really, you're going to one or two guys when normally you'd have three or four. I just don't get the frustration with the bullpen. You can nitpick one opportunity. Last night, I don't think Coonrod was the right choice, but for the most part, during the second half of the season, the bullpen has carried this team along with the offense.
Okay, well, Kerry Crowley, you're going to be Gabe Kapler. How far do you go with Johnny Cueto today?
Oh, that's really tough, Bill.
Gotcha.
Really tough.
See, Marty, I finally got him.
I mean, I think that Gabe Kapler probably doesn't know, because Johnny Cueto has not been reliable the past
right.
few starts. And so what do? Do you bring in Logan Webb on his bullpen day? I think that they'll make him available. Do you extend Wandy Peralta 2-3 innings if you need it? If Johnny goes short, probably. Are you relying on Andrew Suarez because you won't have every pitcher available in your bullpen? Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. And so that just kind of goes to show you the shape that this bullpen is in. And if they can get to tomorrow, if they can somehow win today, then they'll be in better shape, because Drew Smyly's going, he can give you five, and then Kevin Gausman can come back out of the bullpen and potentially give the Giants two. And then you're only asking your relievers to cover two innings against the Padres on Sunday. And so I just think that the Giants would be in a much better position heading into Sunday if they can get some sort of heroic performance from their pitchers tonight. Whether that's Johnny giving them six, Wandy giving them three, Andrew Suarez coming out with two scoreless, they're going to need someone to step up in a way that they haven't done this season.
Everybody pitches today. Nobody is immune. Everybody pitches today. Kerry Crowley, your young generation is soft. Everybody pitches today. Do you understand that?
We're smart, Marty.
Everybody, there is no holding back of anybody today. You must win today. And I guarantee you, Nancy Hayden Crowley and FX agree with me. You hold nobody back today. You must win today's game. I don't care what it takes.
Strap it on, Kerry.
Oh, my goodness. Soft is the wrong word. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
See, you win a trivia question, Kerry, and Marty's right on you.
Yeah. Marty just wants to, Marty, who was pitching 8 days in a row in the 45 Brooklyn Dodgers bullpen? I'm sure you could tell me.
In 45, of course, it was a war year. So it was Kirby Higbee was the guy.
There you go.
Or Nelson Potter, and you can look it up.
I will. I have no doubt.
Well, we have fun. Look, this is crunch time of baseball, and this is
exactly.
Yesterday was a great day of baseball, and today will be as well. Mm-hmm. But it is playoff baseball. You got to win, and we'll see what happens. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I know we have fun with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's a great time. 8:45 tomorrow morning. Marty, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be ready.
You're
I'll
gonna,
bring the energy.
You're going to be on a little bit earlier, I think. Wotus needed to come on a little later, so you'll probably be about 8:15.
Oh, Marty, you're getting me. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I'm telling you, this soft generation. Soft generation. The guy runs marathons, and he can't.
I was going to say, he has 10 miles run by 8 a.m.
You know how many stories a day sports writers wrote in 1970, Marty? Two. You know how many I'm writing today? Seven.
I love it.
I'm going to go on the injured list with a right index finger strain from hitting the space bar so much.
The Harvard of the West.
All right. Exactly.
All right. Take care. We love you. Thanks, Kerry.
Have a good one, Marty. See you.
All right. More coming up right after this.